This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar yesterday.
Desh ke vikas ke sankalp ko hum dusron ki nirbharta par nahi chhod sakte. Hum bhavi peedhi ke bhavishy ko daav par nahi laga sakte. Aur isliye bhaiyo bahano, 100 dukhon ki ek hi dawai hai aur wo hai Atmanirbhar Bharat. Lekin iske liye hame chunautiyon se takrana hoga. Hame dusre deshon par apni nirbharta lagatar kam karte jana hoga.
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said that country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said, for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. During the program, the PM inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that left-wing extremism will be completely eliminated from the country by March 2026. In an interview to a private channel, Mr. Shah said that incidents of violence in three major hotspot areas, including northeast and left-wing extremism, have come down by 75% in the last decade due to the government's efforts. Highlighting Narendra Modi government's achievement, he said that in less than 11 years, the government has provided housing, electricity, toilets, gas, drinking water, health coverage of 5 lakh rupees to 60 crore people. Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measures related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families, and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. He informed that policymakers will assess recent steps taking into account mutual benefits, which include strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Telangana, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and northeastern parts of the country today. The Weather Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds very likely at Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Odisha, Telangana, West Bengal, Sikkim and Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 3 to 4 days. Bangladesh's Awami League party has highlighted that over 10,000 new millionaires have emerged in just 8 to 10 months amid the country's economic recession, while ordinary people are being swept away in a tide of poverty under the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government. In a statement, the Awami League stated, "Never before has the country seen wealth grow in such a crisis, but banking data tells a different story." According to Bangladesh Bank's banking statistics report, in the past 8 to 10 months, 10,928 new millionaire accounts have been added. In Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka by 4 wickets in the first match of Super 4s at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 169 runs set by Sri Lanka, Bangladesh scored 169 for 6 with one ball to spare. For Sri Lanka, Dasun Shanaka was the top scorer with 64 runs. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman scabbed 3 wickets. India will take on Pakistan in the second match of the Super 4s at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium today. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.